take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, second hour on this Thursday, October 12th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Christine just sent me a text from Northville. Is someone still trying to hack you? Sounds like you're cutting in and out briefly, little clicking sound. We got new internet yesterday. Comcast came, maybe that's the problem. I did in the first segment, when I first started the show today, I forgot and didn't have Jonathan Deek's VPN network hooked up. I didn't have it connected. I was doing some banking and shopping last night, turned it off so they could see I was from my home IP address. And I forgot to turn it back on before the show. So I have to do that. Actually connect my computer through a foreign country so they don't know where I'm at. And I just failed to do it. So it was my fault. But no, I got it back on real quickly, reconnected to the studio. So it should be, I think, loud and clear. If you guys could text me, those listening on 97.7 FM, give me a thumbs up, all good, whatever. And then the TuneIn app for the show, the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. And then, of course, the radio station's website, WCHY.us, and Simple Radio app. Search for the call letters, WCHY. So text me and let me know. I think we're good. But I can reset at the next break. Bowen Indian River. He's giving me a wave. Are you listening on 97.7? Just let me know. Brett says, good on Mackinac Island. Great. I appreciate it. Officer Rick. He's heading down to Aruba. He texted me this morning from Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah, it was cutting out in the beginning at 9:08. You're back. When I get back from vacation, I have a training to go to. It's all about the Oxford High School shooting incident. I will be getting an inside view of what happened there. The presentation is coming from the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Michael Bouchard. I believe he's still the sheriff. Hey, Rick, do me a favor. After you go through that training, I'll have you on the show to give us a field report. Of course, telling us what you can tell us. I'm assuming because the Oakland County Sheriff's Department's putting it on and giving you guys the training, I believe the information they share will be public record. Of course, you'll know what you can disclose on the radio show, what you can't. But yeah, let me know when you're able, and we'll be able to get you on the show. Yeah, Bo in Indian River, 97.7 is good. Okay, thank you, sir. Let's get to Clayton, loud and clear, on my Tuner radio website. Okay, very good. You got to remember, Randy, before you start the show, you got to turn Jonathan Deek's VPN service on. Yes, yes, yes. We've got some stories from Lansing. Get out the aspirin. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Moving on over to Lansing. What are the Democrats up to this week? Well, yesterday they introduced a four-bill package expanding the permitting of wind and solar facilities and green storage projects to the MPSC. What is that? The Michigan Public Service Commission. Individuals appointed to the Michigan Public Service Commission by the governor. who are supposed to be a public service commission to oversee energy in our state. You have your private companies. Of course, the electric grid monopoly controlled by DTE and Consumers Energy, 90% of it. Only 10% of it is left open to electric co-ops, energy co-ops. Thank God we live in northern Michigan and have, some of us, have the ability to be on those co-ops. Well, this package of bills generated disagreement between local municipalities that want to say in future development projects and property owners who want to open up land to the utility companies. During testimony in the House Energy Communications and Technology Committee yesterday, the bills were introduced and are being supported by the Michigan Public Service Commission on the grounds that they would end local opposition that would block renewable energy projects. See, here's the problem on this, folks. You've got a Democratic woke agenda happening in Lansing, in all chambers, departments of our legislation process. Democrat-controlled House, Democrat-controlled Senate, Democratic governor, pushing green energy. Windmills that cost more energy to make the windmill than they can ever produce in the life of a windmill, and solar panel projects. Because, you know, it's the sun shines every single day in Michigan, every single day, 365 days a year, nothing but blue skies and sunshine. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That doesn't even happen in Florida. But they have more days like that than we do. Arizona. Does it ever rain in Arizona? Ever? I think that statement may apply to Arizona. Sunny, blue skies, hot temperatures, solar panel your brains out. Forget batteries. You don't need batteries. You don't have to store any electricity there. They just continue to produce electricity all day long, every day, 365 days a year. But my point is this. This current government we have wants to take away local opposition, local municipalities from having a say as to what goes on in their own community. They want the Michigan Public Service Commission to tell local municipalities, too bad, so sad, you don't get a say. Now, I'm going to give you a perfect example with regards to the radio station. And many of you may not know this. An FCC license granted to a radio station to broadcast on a certain frequency, whether it's AM or FM, local municipalities don't get a say as to where we can put up a tower. We don't have to go through rezoning. We don't have to do anything. If I wanted to, and if it was in the footprint of the license area, I could put a tower in my backyard. My neighbors couldn't say or do anything about it. My local Torch Lake Township couldn't. Antrim County couldn't. Not going to do it, because our license isn't over here in Antrim County. But I could. It's a federally guaranteed right per that FCC license. within their rules and regulations of the FCC, of course. But as far as the local municipalities, they can't block it. They can't stop it. Well, right now, they have a say over these type of energy projects. And as a result, the Democrats don't like that. So at an early morning press conference yesterday, the bill sponsors, these are all Democrats, Abraham Ashish, Democrat from Hamtramck, Ranjiv Puri, Democrat from Canton, actually a communist from Canton, Phil Skaggs, another communist from Grand Rapids. State representatives introduced House Bills 5120, House Bill 4121, House Bill 5122, and House Bill 5123. Actually, I think that might be a typo. House Bills 5120, 21, 22, and 23. It wasn't 4121. You know what they called it? The Clean Energy and Jobs Act. Notice how they threw jobs into that? Yeah, because they're going to create all these jobs putting up windmills and solar panels. But one Republican on the committee, State Representative Jamie Green of Richmond, said she had been called last night by all. Now understand this. Every single municipality in her state representative district, which fear that moving local control to the MPSC would silence the voices of rural Michigan residents. In the committee, she testified and said, "You are essentially, with these bills, declaring war on agricultural districts. You've got farms that operate in rural parts of our state. Most of our state. Most of our state is either farmland or trees. Don't believe me? Get in an airplane and fly over the state. You will be shocked and amazed to see how many farms we have in our state and how many trees we have. Sure, you've got your cities. They're out there, Little Onaway, Indian River, Sheboygan, Traverse City, Petoskey, Charlevoix, Gaylord. I can go on and on and on. Detroit, Flint, Grand Rapids. But get in an airplane and fly over our state at about 3,000, 4,000 feet. On a beautiful, clear day, do yourself a favor. Find a pilot. Pay him. Take me for a ride. If you've never done it, folks, you have to experience it. I've flown over our state at 3,000, 4,000 feet many times. I had a couple friends that were pilots. They owned their own planes. I even flew one. That's a whole nother story. I was coming into Burrs McComb Airport. Over there, what is it, Hayes and 22 Mile Road, 23 Mile Road. Had it all lined up for the approach, and I was coming in way, 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 way too hot. I didn't back off that throttle as much as I needed to. So I punched it, took back off, raised it out, reapproached. But you need to see the state of Michigan from the air. Seriously, you need to do this. Put this on your bucket list. Pay the pilot whatever you got to pay him. But it is something to see. It is a fantastic view of our state. Well, in countering or coming back to that state representative, the Muslim state representative from Hamtramck, Abraham Aishish, said the goals of the package are to create opportunities for Michigan communities through job creation, building a sustainable green economy, and expanding a reliable, renewable energy sources. He went on to say, quote, "We know that no matter your politics, the science and industry experts all agreed that the future of energy production in Michigan and in America must come from renewable sources." So what does that mean? That means that we must invest in wind and solar projects, and that we make sure that we are storing that energy once we're able to grab it from Mother Earth, end quote. The science and industry experts all agree, every single one of them. There is not a science or energy industry expert that disagrees that the future of energy production in Michigan and in America must come from renewable sources. State Representative Aishish, with all due respect, we already have renewable sources. Talk to oil companies that have oil wells that years ago they thought were tapped out, depleted. They had sucked all the natural gas or all the oil out of that well, and it was never going to produce ever again. Who have gone back and done testing on those capped wells, and guess what? The oil is back. The natural gas is back. Mother Earth that you quoted, she renewed oil and natural gas in those wells. It's naturally recurring event. But this guy thinks renewable energy sources only comes from wind and solar. You don't even understand Mother Earth that our God created. But yet this guy's a state representative and he's introducing four bills that is going to have sustainable, renewable energy and produce all kinds of jobs. Yeah, until you build the solar panels, the batteries, you put everything in place to construct them, to put them up. How many jobs are retained to maintain those wind and solar projects? How long are the jobs good for, sir? Well, there was more discussion in this committee. We're going to see where this goes. But they're trying to take away local municipal oversight. Silent your voices and let the Michigan Public Service Commission tell you what you have to do in your own backyard. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.